Some years ago, our family got to sample an extended period without Mom's touch. Mom had a prolonged illness, and that left a lot of work not being done around the house. So our three children and I divided up the chores, which is why a lot of work was not done around the house. But somehow, the kitchen sink always seemed to go unattended. Those dirty dishes took on a life of their own. Now, the most frustrating times came during the morning rush when we were getting ready for school or work. I'd rush into the kitchen and look for one clean bowl to eat my cereal from. Nada. One clean spoon to eat it with. Nope. One clean glass to put juice in. All I could find was dirty. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about looking for something clean. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from 2 Timothy chapter 2, and I'll begin reading verse 20. In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes, and some for ignoble. Okay, Hutchcraft translation, some are for garbage. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Flee the evil desires of youth. I hope the deep desire of your heart is to be an instrument that God can use to make a difference. I can't think of any larger way you could live your life, any more fulfilling way to complete your heart, to give you peace in your heart. All this talks about the instrument that God can use. How do you qualify to be that instrument? Well, here's what it says. If a man cleanses himself, he will be an instrument. So how do you qualify? One word, clean. See, God's looking for someone clean to use. It reminds me of myself trying to find a clean cup or saucer or spoon when Mom was sick, and all I could find was something dirty. I didn't want to use something dirty. I want something clean. And all too often, all God can find is dirty. Now, different employers have different qualifications for jobs. You have to be literate for some jobs. Your education matters some places, your experience, your appearance, your personality. God, well, God looks for clean. In fact, he's often passed over a person with impressive abilities or commanding appearance. He's passed over charismatic personalities, even extensive training. And he's often picked up a very average person who's clean. And that person has become one of God's unlikely heroes. You see, he can't put his name on or send his work through someone who is careless with sin. It says in verse 22 of 2 Timothy 2, run from youthful desires. Maybe you have all the credentials for greatness, but you've allowed sinful compromises. Well, God will pass you by as surely as I passed over dirty dishes for my breakfast. Maybe you're short on credentials, but you hate the sin in you. You make a quick confession when you sin, and you try to run from tempting situations. Well, you know what? You're what God is looking for, because all he's looking for is something clean.